Tomorrow, it's the 8th annual James W. Foley Freedom Run. Hard to believe it's been 8 years. It supports the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation. We're talking about the memory of James Foley, the journalist who was brutally killed in Islamic State captivity back in Syria in 2014. He grew up in Wolfboro, and a lot of people know his great work that he did. He wanted to tell stories. He wanted to talk about the atrocities of the world out there, and he was a great journalist, and we want to honor his memory. And joining me this morning is his mom, who I've gotten to know over the years, Diane Foley. And Diane, good to have you with us, and thank you for joining me today on The Pulse of New Hampshire.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Mike. I so appreciate talking to you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Tomorrow is the 8th annual James W. Foley Freedom Run. That's one aspect. This is going to be in Rochester, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the former community center, which is now the James W. Foley Community Center in Rochester. People can start to register at 8 o'clock again tomorrow morning. I'll be there. You'll be there. We've got some political figures there as well. But more importantly, the money that's raised goes to the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation. Talk about what that is and why that came about.
Well, this is a huge fundraiser for us and a lot of fun. So we welcome anyone who wants to show up tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. All the funds raised help us to bring home innocent Americans who are being held hostage by state actors or criminals abroad. Currently, we have 55 public cases. We know that's only a tip of the iceberg, but these funds help us to advocate to bring these people home. They're only in detention because they're American. They've committed no crimes at all. Sort of like Jim, targeted because they're American.
Yeah.
And we also promote journalist safety. That's the other aspect of our mission.
And we have some of these journalists, from what I understand, that have been in captivity or missing since about 2012, which is a good 10 years ago already, right?
Yes, Austin Tice of Texas is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, we have a gentleman, Mark Sliden, in China. It's almost 10 years for him.
Yeah.
So the captivities, it's harder and harder to bring our citizens home because people who take our people are very savvy about wanting to use an innocent person's captivity for leverage over us. So they make it very difficult. Many of these people have been held for much, much too long.
Yeah, and we obviously cannot forget them, because they are there. They're doing their service. They're telling the stories. They're telling inspiring this moral courage that Jim had. I mean, Jim was so passionate about this. He went to the area, then came home and decided to go back again. Talk a little bit about his the fact that he was so passionate about his journalism that he wanted to tell stories about what was going wrong in that part of the world. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, Mike, you know, it's as citizens, we need to know what's going on around the world and in our own country. Otherwise, we'd be totally ignorant and unable to make important decisions when we vote, etc. So Jim felt it was very important as American citizens that we know what's happening in other parts of the world, people yearning for freedom, the freedoms that we enjoy. So he told me he had found his vocation. This was something he was very passionate about doing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I have to ask you, because a lot of people know the story, you had an opportunity, and it was your choice, to actually meet up with James Killer, correct, this summer?
Yes, I actually met with Alexander Cody three times, last fall, twice, and this past spring, yes.
What were your thoughts about that, and what kind of discussions did you have, if you had any discussions at all, or was it just you speaking to him, or did he speak to you, or was there a give and take? What was the situation like?
It was definitely a give and take, and I felt that Jim would have wanted me not to be afraid to talk to the former British jihadist who had, you know, tortured and been part of Jim's kidnapping. To not be afraid of him and to tell him who Jim was so that Alexander could realize that Jim and the other Americans and British citizens whom they tortured and killed were truly innocent. You know, they were there because they were aid workers or journalists, not to for any other reason. So it was, I felt it was good. Alexander expressed some remorse. It helped him to And he, of course, tried to explain, you know, some of his situation. So I feel that that sort of thing was necessary to break this awful cycle of violence.
Did that give you, Diane, did that give you and your family some sense of closure?
It was helpful, Mike, yes, because I think we were able to see each other as human beings and distill the hatred and the awful feelings that lead to violence. So, yes, it was helpful for me, definitely.
Yeah. It's got to be a very difficult situation. I know people looking on the outside, looking in, are probably saying, boy, what kind of strength you must have to be able to do that, to actually meet up with your son's killer. I mean, it's got to be a tremendous amount of strength and spirituality and belief in God to be able to do that. I that's just my initial impression. Would I be right in saying that?
Oh, well, God is definitely my strength, Mike. No question there. So, absolutely, there's no question with that. It was frightening at first, but, there was much protection. You know, we weren't alone. It was, done in a way that we all felt very safe. So it was an opportunity. And actually, Alexander allowed the opportunity. The other jihadists had no interest in meeting any victim.
I see. And
Alexander was open to that.
And what I understand, he has been sentenced to life in prison, though, correct?
They both have. Both have been convicted. As a matter of fact, Cody pleaded guilty himself. He did not go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
His colleague did.
Yeah.
It was a long trial in April, but
I think people don't realize how in danger, when American journalists going to do their job, I'm even looking at some of the journalists in the Ukraine now. They take their lives in hands every single day, but they're so passionate about telling that story and doing the job that they wanted to do and that they're passionate about. You wonder about journalist safety over there. And James, was he ever concerned about his safety? Did he must have discussed it, because when he first came back and decided to go back, did you kind of say, James, Jim, don't do that now? I mean, not a good time to do that. Did you kind of discuss that with him?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was very intentional, taking, safety courses, had a flak jacket, was really, there were these days since Jim and Stephen Sotloff's death and others, there are more electronic ways to keep oneself safe. And that is part of what the Foley Foundation does, is work on giving access to journalists who need this sort of training that's quite expensive. So, but it's also, other U.S. nationals who are not journalists are targeted also.
Yeah.
So several of the current 55 being held are businessmen, aid workers, educators, family members, visiting family who might live in a foreign country. So it's not just journalists, but certainly journalists are particularly at risk.
Well, the foundation does wonderful work in the memory and in honor of your son. James W. Foley, the Legacy Foundation, the Freedom Run, the 8th Annual Freedom Run tomorrow. You can register at the James Foley Community Center on Wakefield Street in Rochester. It's going to be run around the world virtually. People are going to run with the hashtag #IRunForJim. Diane, always great to talk to you. I will see you tomorrow. And thank you for your insight. And thank you for sharing your experience. I know sometimes it's not easy. And I know it's therapeutic for you sometimes. But thank you for sharing the story of Jim. We always want to remember him and the great work that he did. Thank you so much, Diane.
God bless you, Mike. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Now.